Separating emotion from evidence, what the essay economy is really telling us. Adrian Pasque, Chief Investment Officer at PSG Wealth. There is no shortage of reasons for investors to feel uneasy at the moment. Geopolitical tensions between the United States and the Middle East continue to make headlines, while oil prices spike in parallel. Locally, the economy remains trapped in a low-growth environment, while unemployment and the escalating cost of living continue to weigh heavily on South African households. It is, therefore, hardly surprising that the investor sentiment has turned increasingly pessimistic. Always look at the evidence. Periods of uncertainty make it even more important to distinguish between how the economy feels and what the underlying data is actually telling us. Globally, economic growth has undoubtedly slowed, but the available evidence still falls short of pointing towards an imminent recession. Purchasing managers' indices continue to indicate expansion across much of the global economy, albeit unevenly. Some regions remain under pressure, while others have proved more resilient than expected. South Africa tells a similar story. Growth remains modest and the recovery is fragile, but certain indicators are moving in the right direction. For example, car sales and credit extension have begun to tick up. South Africa's private sector returned to marginal growth in June, with the S&P Global South Africa Purchasing Managers Index, PMI, rising to 50.5 points from 49.6 in May. Disposable income has continued to increase, and household debt levels remain relatively contained. While this is far from a booming economy, it does suggest activity is continuing to inch forward, however slowly. Sentiment and economic reality are not always perfectly aligned. For many South Africans, the economy is experienced through the lens of job security and day-to-day financial pressures, and these experiences are entirely valid, particularly when formal employment remains under strain. At the same time, households can feel financially stretched even as aggregate indicators point to a degree of resilience. The two are not mutually exclusive. And nowhere is this disconnect between sentiment and the data more apparent than in the labor market. Currently, employment remains one of the constraints of South Africa's economic picture and goes a long way towards explaining why confidence remains subdued. Without stronger job creation, it's difficult for improvements seen elsewhere in the economy to be felt in how the majority of the population experiences daily life. Inflation provides yet another example of why investors should avoid drawing conclusions too quickly, with recent movements in oil prices highlighting how quickly the outlook can change. While lower energy prices initially offered some relief, renewed geopolitical tensions placed upward pressure on prices once again. At the same time, consumer prices tend to adjust more slowly, meaning inflation can remain elevated even after some input costs begin to ease. Emotionally charged investment decisions rarely bear fruit. In an environment like this, it becomes tempting to react to each new headline, yet investment decisions made on emotion rarely produce consistent or desirable long-term outcomes. Markets are constantly repricing future expectations, often long before the broader economy begins to improve or deteriorate. In contrast, investors often respond to the latest development as though it represents a permanent change in direction. The reality is generally far more nuanced. So, this is neither an argument for optimism nor pessimism, but rather, discipline. Uncertainty should never be confused with deterioration, just as resilience should not be mistaken for prosperity. The role of investors is not to ignore risks or to assume conditions are better than they are, but rather, to separate emotion from evidence, remain focused on the underlying data, and make decisions based on long-term fundamentals rather than short-term sentiment. Ends. Author at Adrian Pasque, PSG Wealth plus posts bio at Adrian Pasque, PSG Wealth AI may not take your job, but it could change how careers begin at Adrian Pasque. PSG Wealth Know Your Investor Archetype, the behavior that drives long-term outcomes at Adrian Pasque, PSG Wealth Tips to Achieve Financial Freedom for Generations to Come at Adrian Pasque, PSG Wealth Making the Most of Your Retirement Plan at Adrian Pasque, PSG Wealth From Graylist to Growth, How South Africa is shaping up for 2026 at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth extended US shutdown clouds outlook, raises policy uncertainty. At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth do optimistic investors make more money. At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth three concerns for investors to watch in an uncertain world. Separating true issues from the noise at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth why disciplined saving is the cornerstone of financial independence at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth flurry of new, high-risk investment products can spur investor FOMO at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth navigating market speculation. How investors can strategize for consistent and thoughtful investments at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth a month on from Liberation Day. What do investors know for certain? At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth from Trump's tariffs to the news budget postponements. Reacting to market surprises at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth investors should position themselves for pleasant surprises at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth cracks in US economy will make for an uncertain 2025, while a global perspective and discipline will be key to maximize investment opportunities. At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth 2025 market outlook. Why SA is the most promising part of the portfolio right now at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth. A financial plan involves strategic planning. Six steps to evaluating potential investments at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth investment success isn't as clear-cut as just following the Fed at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth uncovering gems in the market landscape at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth, are we experiencing Ramaphoria 2.0? At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth, is Nvidia really the next big thing or is a tech stock bubble around the corner? At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth, what can young investors learn from market history? At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth, can the JSE stem the tide of delistings? And what this means for SA investors? At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth, how much cash to hold in your portfolio and risks to be considered at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth. Key market factors to look out for in 2024 at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth equities crucial to grow retirement savings in excess of inflation at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth opportunities exist in the turbulent bond market at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth just as seasons are cyclical. So too are markets at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth China. Where to from here? At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth expecting a 10% equity market decline every 18 months could help investors rest easier at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth constraining demand with higher interest rates. Is not the only way to lower inflation at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth is a BRICS currency a viable reserve currency option. Not so fast. At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth managing portfolios as the US market enters the twilight zone at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth 9 rules of thumb for young investors. At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth higher interest rates expose market vulnerabilities and ultimately opportunities at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth why the concern over a world full of debt. Share on your socials.